Hello.
Hey, John, it's Forrest. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, man, you reached out actually a couple times online about your property on Shady Branks, and yesterday you did it again. And I'd just like to have a conversation. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, I'm driving. What's up?
I mean, you put two web forms in, one at the end of the year and one yesterday, and so you're obviously interested in selling your house, and I just want to see how I can help.
Okay. I don't remember doing that yesterday, but that's cool.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, anyway.
No, you're right.
I mean, I've seen your house online. It's a nice house. I mean, what's your reason for selling?
We want to relocate, get some land.
Okay. Are you looking local or out of state or?
We're looking local. Ish. Kind of by like Charlottesville area.
Yeah, so maybe like Palmyra or Nelson or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Where are you in the process of doing that?
I mean, kind of just putting feelers out. We're talked about maybe sometime in the spring.
Okay. How much land are you looking for? Because, I mean, I buy and sell land, and I, you know, can try to find something for you at the same time.
Well, it kind of just depends. I don't know, what, 5-10 acres at minimum, and then we were hoping to have something on the property that we could, like, live in the process of dealing with building or whatever.
So maybe like an old structure, but with like an existing well and septic?
Yeah, that would be ideal.
Okay.
So part of it is we got quite a bit of equity in the house, so obviously we're going to use some of that for the process of purchase and or resale, but I'm looking at going VA on the purchase of the new property. Unless I could obviously work something out with, like, for sale by owner or whatever.
Okay. So I heard you say that you have the ability to get a VA loan if you find something. You could purchase it before you move, but you're going to take the equity in your home now and do the new construction and so forth. Would be, like, what you have a plan for right now.
Well, we were planning on selling, but yes. We were
so you want to sell first is what you're saying?
No, we're trying to purchase the home, sell the house, basically kind of around the same time frame. I just want to have, we got dogs and stuff, so I can't just run into an apartment or anything because people don't like pit bulls. So we're planning on purchasing and doing the sale pretty much around the same time.
Okay.
And I'm going to use the equity from this house and this sale to transition and get the property, new property, set up the way we want.
Okay. All right. But you do have the ability to purchase the new one and then close the second one. You don't need, like, a rent back or some kind of contingency.
No, we should be good.
Okay. All right. Well, I can help with both of that. I mean, if you're okay with, you know, continuing the conversation with me.
Yeah.
Okay. So your house looks fairly close to the pictures online right now?
Yeah.
Still got the red kitchen and so forth?
No, there's been some changes. We painted the walls white. That entry door in the kitchen is no longer an entry door. That's a sliding patio door.
Uh-huh.
The front door. Front door has been replaced. It's got a new roof and a new hot water heater.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, man. And the floor is still in good condition and all that stuff with the dogs?
I mean, yeah. As far as it goes, technically, whoever buys it, if they're looking to flip it and or do a rental, they're probably going to want to redo the flooring.
Okay.
Just in general, because the upstairs has carpet and it's kind of not the greatest shape, but
okay. Yeah, I mean, online it looks like a good house, so.
Yeah, it's solid structurally. It's got pretty good bones. It's not bad. It's just kind of not the square footage we need, and our boys are getting bigger, and we just want some space to actually breathe. And with my business side doing construction stuff, we just need more space and storage and things like that.
Oh, I get it. I get it. So I live in the country myself. I couldn't imagine myself in a subdivision anymore.
Right.
So, yeah, we live in Doswell, so we have a few acres out there that, you know, the dogs don't have to have a leash. And they just run around. And because we got two dogs too, and, you know, they don't know what cooped up is. You know, we rescued one dog out of a basement of a house I bought, and you know, she's living her best life now. She loves it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Well, man, I'd love to help you on both of these. It sounds like, you know, something that, you know, I could definitely do. So let me start looking around. I'm gonna put some feelers out for that area, and you know, you want to be east of Charlottesville, or do you mind being west?
Truth be told, I personally wouldn't mind being a little west.
A little west? Okay, so close, so like in between Charlottesville, Waynesboro?
Yeah, because like if we're able to get up that way, the guy that holds the contract for the Lowe's and Home Depot up there, that's basically the area I'm going to be working out of. It's the Waynesboro, Charlottesville, like, Lexington area, so like I'm all right anywhere in that region, and if I gotta drive a little bit, I'm okay with that too.
So you do like home improvement projects for Home Depot?
Well, we do doors for Home Depot and Lowe's.
Oh.
And then we kind of do some other things, like obviously on our own accord,
right?
Like our own business.
Right. Okay. All right. So 5 to 10 acres, Charlottesville west to Stanton, basically Fishersville, all that area is cool with you. Stewart's Draft, that whole area, and then sell your house here. Okay. I can do all that. I can make that happen.
Sweet.
All right. Perfect. Well, look, man, I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. I appreciate you picking up. And this is my phone number, and my name is Forrest McGee.
Okay.
And just, you know, save it as Forrest is gonna solve my land problem and in your phone, and when I call you back, you know, we'll continue the phone call and continue the conversation, okay?
I got you. Appreciate
all
you,
right,
man.
Yeah, man, drive safe. Thanks for talking.
Thanks. Absolutely.
All right, see ya.
Bye. Bye.